I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland, and Spain made a coordinated announcement on Wednesday their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th, warning the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza had put the viability of a two-state solution at risk. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Israel reacted with fury, summoning the ambassadors of the three European countries for what it called reprimand talks. It said the ambassadors would be shown videos of the October 7th Hamas cross-border attacks on Israel. In a televised statement, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the intention of several European countries to recognize a Palestinian state is a reward for terror. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The White House said on Wednesday Israel has so far been taking more targeted action in Rafah, but renewed its warning to avoid a lot of death and destruction in the southern Gaza city. U.S. President Joe Biden earlier this month warned Israel he would stop supplying some arms, and his administration halted one shipment, including massive bombs, after he voiced opposition to a major assault on Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians have found shelter. Families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas since October 7th attack held protests in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Wednesday, stepping up pressure on the government to reach a deal with the Islamist group that rules Gaza and holds their loved ones. The protest was held outside Defense Ministry headquarters, where Israeli war cabinet ministers were meeting. The captives' families hoped the footage would increase pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to agree to a